might be caught in the crossfire. Pardon the terrible pun. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My colleague in broadcasting, creator of the Recombobulation Area, political editor Dan Schaefer, sticking around because we've struck a nerve. We listened to what Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had to say about the costs of mandating sprinklers in all, let's just say, apartment buildings in the state of Wisconsin, suggesting that doing so would make housing unaffordable. We've been debating that point. We've gotten some input on the text line, Mark from Sussex, saying that my characterization of what Assembly Speaker Voss said is itself a lie, that by saying or characterizing what he said as, I don't know, uncaring about human life when it is the lives of people that don't have a lot of money who might be forced to live in an apartment building built before 1974, that it's callous, that that's a lie. And I think one of the things that it's important to point out here is there are ways to solve these problems when there are costs, like a huge cost to install sprinkler systems. We need to ask ourselves a fundamental question. Is it okay for people, no matter what their income level, to live in a building without sprinkler systems? It results in people dying. Dan, thanks for sticking around. First of all, your thoughts, my friend.
Yeah, I think it also, you know, you talk about like the response to this tragedy too. And our reporter at Civic Media here, Stuart J. Waddles, in his piece on this news, noted that more than 30 fire trucks responded as crews left. Like, what's the cost of that? You know, if we're talking about like the cost of reinstalling some sort of sprinkler system or providing some sort of basic safety measures for people who live in apartment buildings and requiring landlords to actually take action, like, what's the cost of doing, you know, if he's going to make that particular argument, which, again, on its face, ridiculous thing to say, uncaring thing to say, unsympathetic thing to say, especially just days after this tragic fire in the city. But what are the what's the cost of bringing fire trucks from all over the county to deal with this? What's the cost, ongoing cost throughout this as well? Like, I think, you know, again, going back to the comments that Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky made it in the immediate wake of it. He said, of course it would be an expensive proposition, but I have four fatalities here today. I'm not sure what people think is more expensive right now.
Well, and you actually put your finger, Dan, on something that is really critical that often gets left out of this business, the narrow way in which we define business cost. And I'm going to put it to everybody this way. Certain lines of business will create what economists call negative externalities. These are costs that are not innately internalized to the product or that are able to be externalized because of the nature of the business. When there are negative externalities for a particular line of business, those impacts, those externalities do get paid for. They just get paid for by taxpayers. In other words, taxpayers, via the very things that you're talking about, Dan, the fire truck response, the cost of providing emergency services to people, of relocating, and the cost of the loss of these lives in their families, we end up paying that, which is in effect a subsidy for those particular apartment owners to continue to own multi-unit apartments without sprinkler systems. So you can actually do analyses to help make those external costs internal and to make that all very transparent and plain and ask people, do we wish to put tax dollars towards sprinkler systems or to require landlords to do this and look at other housing supports, right? There are ways to do this analysis. And again, the thing that strikes me as so offensive about what Speaker Voss said is that, like many things I hear from the GOP, it has this veneer of plausibility. It is at base callous. It sounds pro-business, but what it results in is greater burden on every regular day, everyday taxpayers, and a callousness that's directed at the folks that have the least in our communities. That's fundamentally my objection to it. Those costs are getting paid. This apartment fire is an example of that. The costs are just being foisted on the taxpayers that have to create systems to absorb those incredible loss of life and the devastation of this disaster. You can make that argument about climate change as well. We have effectively subsidized big oil by requiring them not to make cleaner burning energy or invest in alternative energies. It is a problem. Dan, any final closing thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think we also have to remember that Voss is himself a landlord and has passed several laws benefiting landlords. And here he is talking about a situation where perhaps some scrutiny could be brought to this particular landlord or landlords more broadly. And he is finding ways around to bring any level of accountability there. Like, I think this is a part of Robin Voss's tenure as Assembly Speaker that warrants more, that has warranted more scrutiny. And here he is bringing it back into the spotlight.
You want to put it in GOP terms, as my producer Jacob points out. Hey, Robin, you want to demand that landlords install sprinkler systems? Give them a tax write-off. It's what you usually do. There are ways to solve these problems. We're going to always continue to talk about those ways here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. My thanks to Dan Schaefer, our political editor, creator of the Recombobulation Area. Thanks to Jamie and Jacob. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.